Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfuckers. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, Big Jerv, Black Trey, and Jay Skills. Great show for you guys today. Man, we're going to recap BMF. They just, now it's full-on power mode now. We are full on, all hands on deck. We are full on power mode. We're also going to talk about Manuel Acho fallout. Manuel Acho and Akon making it hard for Africans, man. I swear to God, man. My life was sweet. Now I got to make all sorts of defenses of myself. Motherfuckers accusing me of shit because these niggas say some wild shit. We are also going to get into the Tyre Nichols murder by five cops in Memphis. People like to say that they're black cops, but as been said before, cops have their own race. It's called cop. And the cops be copping, as always. But first, blackopinionsmatter.com. That's not a website. Countthedings.com is a website. Countthedings.com is a website, but that's not the website I wanted either. Shit. Patreon.com/countthedings. I had a stroke there. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You are getting the OG pod. You are getting the Discord. You are getting the watch alongs, etc., etc., etc. Make sure you are tapped in for all of that.
Speaking of celebrities, LeBron. This nigga said, we are our own worst enemy. He didn't look at Amin said that cops are cops.
Right, so let's set it up.
Black yeah, cops. What was that, LeBron? Like, what the fuck was that, dog?
Tyre Nichols was assaulted by five black police officers. They beat his ass until he died. The five cops, I believe, are being charged with murder. Did they get murder or manslaughter charge? They're getting charged for it. But again, obviously, what most of us should know, and I wonder when the last time LeBron got pulled over or had to deal with a cop in that sort of way.
Allegedly, somebody spray painted nigger.
No. Yeah, yes. I'm talking about cops. When was the last time LeBron had an interaction with a cop?
This nigga said allegedly.
No, but shit, we still don't know to this day what's cracking, bro. But anywho, all I'm saying is him actually dealing with some real shit. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time in a long time.
That's some real shit.
And that nigga billionaire, bro. He ain't even driving. He ain't been to the store or the bank. That's what I'm saying. Probably 15 fucking years.
The interaction with police, man, I don't know if LeBron has felt that. I know he hasn't felt it in a long time. I don't know if he's ever felt that. Maybe, he could probably tell that story. But, to me, I don't hear, was the cop white or black? I already done heard what I need to hear.
Be a cop.
That's cop. It. Cop.
But that's with him, but with him putting that out there makes it seem like there's a separation.
Yes.
Like there's not a blue blood loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like that is the thing. And it's like, come on, bro. You got way too much of an influence for you it's to be gassing like Shaq, it.
It's kind of like a Shaq vibe because you know Shaq is a cop.
Oh, yeah. He all that. You know what I mean? Cool. Shout out to kudos to y'all, bro. But do not speak for us because now you're looking at it like, now when I go into work, right? Because we had a mass email about it. I don't want to come into work Monday.
Trey,
you see those black cops?
Black cops, yeah.
That's going to be the highlight because it's like, whoo.
Nigger
they
cops.
Now, they're not white. Well, and you're off the hook.
I raise you LeBron's dumbass tweet. Or I see your dumbass tweet from LeBron and I raise you Jason Whitlock going on.
Oh, that nigga. This nigga, man. In the words of LeVar Ball.
Stop all that nigga. Stop retweeting that dude. Stop fucking doing all that shit, man. Leave him.
You don't have to watch the video. I'll tell you what he said in the video. He basically said, this is unbelievable. I can't even believe. I don't even think Tucker Carlson would come to this conclusion. He said this shit happened because these black cops, these black guys grow up with no family structure, and their boss is a single black woman because the police chief of Memphis is a black woman. And so his thing is like this murder happened because black people, black families have eroded in this country, and we celebrate people having children out of wedlock. And I'm like,
bringing the black woman into it should have got him burned.
They work for a single black woman. word.
That is that's 250,000 lashings.
That's fucking lashing. Hey Umar, lash that nigga up, please. Because again,
that's the most coonest shit I ever heard in my life.
I've been raised first of all, I ain't had no two parent home, bro, and I turned out just fine. Like, that shit is like, oh my God. Because again, all this does is create a narrative for other races to look at us this way. For him to say, again, I'm telling you, the white people said, oh my God, another shooting. Because again, when I see shit, when, like, you know, like the there was a shooting the other day, I always be like, who did it?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Because I ain't gonna have no bias. I ain't gonna have no bias. If it's a nigga that did it, take his ass to jail. Straight up. Right. No Charleston White. No free him. Niggas is responsible for what they do. But me seeing them cops, the guy was like, oh, they guilty. They guilty. Right.
The only,
I don't.
The only thing that I see when I see niggas is just, it makes me disappointed. Like,
but I shouldn't even be disappointed off of that because, again, it goes back to Boys in the Hood. I hate your skin because you black. You know what I'm saying? But don't be a menace if you want to add humor parody to it. But
right.
We've seen this. But this is art imitating life.
Whitaker's neck.
I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips.
Because they black.
I hate my gums. Oh, man. But, yo, I just, like, it's just, it was such a leap. Like, even Tucker Carlson had this look on his face like, nigga, you serious?
Yeah, like, no. Tucker Carlson was sitting there looking wide-eyed like, yo, are you going in like that, bro?
I feel like they're going to go back into the fucking... The editorial room or whatever, like, hey man, y'all niggas need to work harder. You see how racist that shit sounded? Yeah. I need my shit at least that level. Yeah. This nigga was doing racism circles around me.
We need to have him on more often.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Dickhead niggas.
What, I mean, it's just, I get motherfuckers are all, like I said, everyone's doing the caricature of what got them to where they are now, right?
It's terrible, though. It's terrible. Because we got to stop making these niggas famous, bro. That's what it is.
That's the thing. That's the trade. You hit the nail on the head. We have to stop making these niggas famous. Like, that's...
It'll get there eventually. Yeah.
There. We have to, all right, go ahead. We have to what? We have to stop making these niggas famous.
We got to stop... We got to stop making these niggas famous that's betraying the race, nigga, and betraying blackness. You know what I'm saying? Everything about it. Fuck these niggas. Don't platform these niggas.
And but it happens too late. We don't have to offer our opinion on everything. We don't, well, bro.
No, but Trey, you and I have talked about this, about how this must be hell. It would be hell for us, but some of these people who are now
famous. Oh, they thrive off of it.
And they have to. Someone got like, what do you think about it? You don't have a choice. Like, they don't have a choice. That's their business now.
I think the only opinion I offered was like, damn, they gave them niggas. They fraud. They gave them niggas a verdict ASAP. That was the only thing where I was like, damn, they, you know, because they black cops. That's the only.
Yeah, it was because that was the part where they was niggas again.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, yeah. All right, nigga, let's take this uniform off you. Come back here, little nigga. You know what I'm saying? That was the most realistic jail shit I ever seen.
Jail is about to be a real interesting time.
They gonna beat their ass, Mr. Postman.
I don't think they're just gonna beat their ass. They're gonna beat their ass. A different kind of beat.
Clap them cheeks.
Yep.
We're gonna get them them cheeks clapped, Derv. Game about to start.
On that note, thank you for joining us on Black Opinions Matter. Shout out to producer Big Jerv. Shout out to Jay Skill. Shout out to Black Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings is where you get all of the good shit. The OG podcast with me, Trey, Zach, Tom, and Waz. The watch-alongs that we do on playback. We got another Cinephile Orcs rewatching things. One coming up. I believe we're gonna do. What is it? I can't remember what it was. It might be Roadhouse. I'm not sure. But we got another one coming up soon. The Discord, all the other shit. You know it. You love it. And if you don't know it, love it. Patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're in on it. Until next time. Stay back, motherfuckers, and I can't wait to see who's going to be doing a reel next week.
I'm about to be live texting in the chat. I can't wait.
Executive producer Trayvon Edwards.
's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.